It's time for Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer.
Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains
with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Sister Sabrina, will you please open the prayer line up with prayer, please?
Father, we just give you praise. We give you glory and honor. We come to you humbly just saying thank you for the right now word, for the word that you're God giving to us that will change our lives today. When we grab a hold of what you're saying to us, God, change has to occur. Deliverance has to occur. Lord, I thank you today that as we yield to you, as Pastor Smith gives a word of deliverance today, a word to set us free today, God, that we will be set free indeed, because that's what you said. The word of God will set us free. And Lord, I thank you that this is the liberty that we have in Christ. It's freedom today. I thank you, God, that as the hearers and the listeners and the doers put all of this together, that your plan and purpose will be fulfilled in this earth, in our lives, in our loved ones' lives, and those that we've been praying for, Lord, as we stand in proxy for one another, as we lay hands on one another. Something has to change, because the word of God is alive and sharper than any double-edged sword. Anoint this time today, Father. Anoint Pastor Smith's word as she begins to minister the word of God that changes our lives today, the word of God that will set free. As you keep telling me that all day today, that you want us to be set free, and whom the Son sets free is free indeed. I bind and rebuke the enemy that would try to come against our time of prayer. I plead the blood over the radio wave lines and over our time in fellowship together. We give you praise in advance, knowing that hearts and lives are changed this day moving forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how to reach out to us. We do have a prayer line twice a week, and you can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and it begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Wednesday number is 916-588-9688, and it begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can also listen in on Sundays at 2:15 Pacific Standard Time on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to fghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. If the Tuesday night line ever has any interference, please use the Wednesday number as a backup. I have one special announcement I want to start making for you. We do have Pastor Rick Ellis of Atlanta, Georgia, that will be coming out to speak for Full Gospel House of Prayer. Date to come. Please remember to check back and see when he will be coming out in the month of June. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less, and please mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
Well, this is Sister Tamara. I just want to thank the Lord for the fellowship that we had on Sunday with Pastor Smith and the members of Full Gospel House of Prayer. I just thank the Lord for her being obedient to his word and what he put before her. So I thank the Lord for that.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
This is Penny. I also want to, my testimony is I want to thank God for a good service on Sunday. I know Pastor Smith, God really, really used you, and I've already seen some manifestation for some people who you have prophesied in their life. So you're a true prophet. So you did a lot of prophesizing that day to a lot of people. And I just am so excited. I can't wait to hear the testimonies of all those people about what was prophesied in their life. But God really used you, and I thank you for your for you being a humble servant of God, and how we are able to really, really see how to do our walk. And I just thank God. I give him all of the glory.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, we thank you tonight. We need the breath of the Lord to anoint this Word, that it comes alive, so we can receive what we have need of. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving for your anointing to move over this Word to bring life to the hearers by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 2 through 4. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 13 through 18, please. 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, verses 2 through 4. Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. When everyone get those two books, could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is to encourage the people of God who are in the army of the Lord. And you're going to see by the word of God, this word is to encourage you tonight. We're going to pray and agree with the word of God to keep you strong and strengthened in the things of God. And God wants you to know that there are special soldiers that he has, that he have selected, chosen, handpicked, called by God to accomplish God's purpose in the earth. And the Spirit of God wants you to know tonight, I don't care what you're going through, that God have approved you, have authorized you, have appointed you, have assigned you and ordered you to be in his army, this special army. He's going to use you as an instrument for his purpose in the earth. An instrument is a tool. It's an equipment. It's equipment that God works through for his purpose. A vehicle that the force of God move and equip you. And we're going to pray tonight for you being equipped to be in the army of the Lord. That God can use you as a vehicle in this end time we are living in. And we know in the armed forces, they have special forces, special operation task force. It's called the Green Beret. And these are special soldiers. They are special. They are equipped different from ordinary soldiers. And they are best known for warfare. They are best known for warfare. They are best known that they're in battles. They're in warfare. They encounter the enemy. They fight against the enemy. They contend with the enemy. It's a battle. It's a conflict. It's clashes always going on with these special forces. And these special forces, they move against the enemy. And they are called Green Beret. And God has Green Beret in his army. I'm talking about special forces that goes by the power of God, move by the power of God. And these special forces in the Green Beret, they move with searches and rescue, and they go and deliver people. And what's so important about these special forces, I'm talking about the Green Beret, they work close together. They have to rely on each other as they're working against the enemy. They have to work close together because they're isolated. They're isolated in their circumstances for long periods of time. They have extensive deployment because they have to stand and watch. So these special forces, coming to a place where they develop close relationship. Talking about long-standing relationships. They're not fair-weather friends because they go through so much together. They depend on one another because they're trained together. They understand warfare. So they're close. They're very close. And that's where God have those these kind of reinforcement in his army. There are some people in your life that God's going to put there for forever because you can work together. You can do warfare together. You understand how to work against the enemy. You understand warfare. You don't take things personally. You understand when that soldier is on deployment, when that soldier is shut down and separated unto God, when that soldier is going through a circumstance, that you understand that that soldier is deployed and that soldier don't have time for foolishness. That soldier is in battle. And so you don't take things personally because you understand warfare, because you are a soldier. You are a soldier of warfare. So you don't deal with petty stuff. And when people's going through things, it don't move you because you understand warfare. You understand the attacks of the enemy. You understand the battle. You understand the struggles. So you are in close ties with your brother and your sister who are in the army of the Lord, who do warfare. You don't take things personal. You know when they are deployed, when they are along with God, when they are separated unto God, you get in prayer with them. You don't take things personally. You don't sweat the small things. And we're going to see about the word of God. 2 Timothy 2:2-4, please.
For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life. Oh, excuse me. Is that first? I'm sorry. It's 1 Timothy.
It's 2
My
Timothy.
Apologies.
2,
My apologies.
2, 4.
My apologies for that. 2 Timothy 2:2-4. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier.
This is Timothy and Paul. There was a call on Timothy's life to be a soldier. And Paul was encouraging Timothy about this call. He said, this call of God is on your life. And you are to be faithful, Timothy. And you're going to suffer hardship. But you have a mind. It's all about a transformed mind, saints of God. You have a mind to carry out the duties of God. This was a young man that had learned under the tutorship of Paul how to be a soldier. He said, take the teaching that you have heard proclaimed by the presence of many witnesses. He said, I'm entrusting them to you to teach reliable people who'll be able to teach others. That's what you do. When you learn warfare, you teach somebody that's reliable. You teach somebody that's steadfast. You teach somebody that's unmovable. You teach somebody that's consistent. You teach somebody that's reliable. He was telling him to teach. God's going to anoint you to teach others also what you have learned. He said, take your part in suffering as a loyal soldier of Christ Jesus, a soldier on active service, wants to please his commanding officer, and does not get mixed up with the affairs of this life. He was telling him, you're not going to get mixed up, Timothy. You're going to be active. You're going to be on the move for God. You're going to be occupied about the things of God. You're going to be diligently about the things of God. Your spirit is going to stay in a spirit of alertness and a quickness. And you know, saints of God, when a green beret stay just like this word is saying, they get developed and their careers are long. They spend their whole entire career as special forces. And what happens, they move to higher position. That's what happens in the army of the Lord. This is a long-term career. And the more faithful you are, the more you stay diligent to the things of God, you move to a higher position. You move to higher position in the warfare of the arm of God. And so this word tonight to is encourage you that God has his hand on special forces. You that he's called out, you may be misunderstood. Sometimes your family don't understand you because you're so devoted to the things of God. You're not mixed up with the things of life of this world. You're so drawn unto the things of God. You can separate yourself into a place for God of quietness, quickness. He'll speak to you, and you will quickly obey when he say, come along with me. I'm preparing you for warfare. You need to hear my voice. And then the enemy will come to distract you. I'm trying to encourage somebody out there. And want to take it personally that you're too involved with the things of God. But this is a word to encourage you soldiers out there that the Spirit of God is training you to train someone else, to train someone else who can stand in the battle, someone else that's trained to fight against the enemy. I'm talking about Satan. You are being reinforced by God to move into a higher position. And what God does so beautifully, he will send like-minded people into your life, people that understand the strategy of warfare, people that understand fighting the enemy, people that understand battle wounds, people that understand offenses, people that understand the attacks of the enemy, people that will understand when you're contending with the enemy. And what do? They get in the trenches with you. They get on their knees with you. They begin to fast and pray with you. They begin to go into battle with you. And many times you have to do it for a long range of time because the enemy keeps coming back. He'll leave and he'll return. That's why those special forces have to stay out there. They have to be isolated. They have to be in a place where they're watching because the enemy will slip up on you. And so special soldiers are equipped to do the work. And there are some people can't stand hardship. There are some soldiers can't stand. That's why they can't go on the front line. They have to stay in the barracks. They have to cook. They have to give out equipment. They have to stay behind desks. But there are those that have to get in the trenches, and have to do those encounters against the enemy, those battles. And so they need special people who understand the works. And so what God does, he'll send them from all over the country. He'll send those special forces from all over the country. And they're joined together. And they begin to rely on one another's experience in their training. And what do? They cover one another. They cover one another. I'm talking about special soldiers tonight. Ain't there special soldiers tonight? Some of you are being isolated. Some of you are on deployment. Some of you, your family don't understand. The people around you don't understand you. Some of you are going through things that you know you're appointed by God to do. You know you're ordered by God to do. You know God is equipping you. You know you are being used as a vehicle in the hands of God as an instrument. And you may be going through the fire right now. But tonight I'm going to stand and pray in agreement for you as never before. Because we are fighting against an enemy, a spiritual warfare. We are fighting against a principality, a spirit of darkness. And you have to know how to fight. Ephesians 6:13-18, please.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints.
This is a word to encourage you soldiers out there. That's why God had a special service on Sunday to anoint the feet of his soldiers, to anoint their feet, to anoint their shoes, to anoint them to be shod, to anoint them to have the spiritual armor on them, for them to be steadfast, for the girl of truth to be over them, and the breastplate of righteousness to be upon them, that their feet, their shoes will be spiritually in a place of preparation. Your feet have to be in a place of preparation, saints of God. Your shoes have to be in a place of preparation. Your feet have to go to the location that God has assigned you. Your feet have to go into the places that God has assigned you. Your spiritual preparation is in your feet in this hour. You have to be led and guided and directed by the Holy Ghost. Your feet is a vehicle. You have to have the helmet of salvation. You have to have the spiritual weapon, which is the power of the word of God, the sword of the Spirit. And what happened? These soldiers get together and join with prayer. They join together in prayer because they are watchful. They're on the walls and they're saying, like Nehemiah, I refuse to come down off of this wall. I'm a soldier of the Lord. I refuse to come down off of this wall. They're joined with prayer. They're persevering because they're praying for the body. They're praying for the church. And everyone that's in the army don't have perseverance. They don't have endurance. The race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but he that endures to the end. There's many don't have that kind of endurance. But there are those that's selected by God, have that kind of endurance. So God, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of grace, the mercy of God has called their spirit to line up. He has anointed them in their spirit to be persevering, to fight the good fight of faith, not to throw in the towel, but to stand as a watchman on the wall. It's time to be a watchman on the wall, a soldier in the army of God. And there are those out there are true working as in operation as a task force for the Lord. You're on a mission. You're doing warfare. You're not letting little petty things turn you off or set you down. You're not saying, "Oh, my legs is sore. I can't go today. Somebody have to take my place." You're going and you're crippled, but you're still moving. As you begin to move, like the 10 lepers, as they begin to move, they begin to walk in healing. And as you say, I'm not moving off this line. I may have a wound. I may be crippled in a place. I'm going through some kind of struggle, but yet I'm persevering. And as you stay in the race and you're still moving, the Spirit of God goes in and begin to touch those places, begin to enable you, begin to strengthen you, begin to heal you, and you stay on the battlegrounds. I'm going to pray for you tonight because this is a career. This is a career in special forces. You just don't throw in the towel because you're moving to higher position. You're going to be misunderstood. There's going to be clashes. There's going to be discord. There's going to be strife. There's going to be assault. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be all kinds of attacks and assault against you. These special forces go through all of this. Armed together. They stay in unity. They stay in agreement. The Word of God said, "How can two walk together unless they're in agreement?" They stay in unity. They stay in agreement. And what happened? They win. They win. They win. And they take out the enemy. That's what God desired for us as soldiers, special soldiers, to take out the enemy. He don't want you to give up because of petty things that come to distract you. Distraction gonna come. It's a part of life. Distraction came against Jesus when he was on the cross. Everyone forsook him. He was forsaken. I was reading that today and brought tears to my eyes. He was forsaken, but one person did not forsake Jesus. That was God. He was not forsaken by God. But the Word of God said he was forsaken by all. But God did not forsake him. And what did Jesus do? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He was perseverant to the end. He was not forsaken by God. You may be forsaken, thanks to God, but by earthly people, but you will not be forsaken by God in this army. That's why tonight God wants you to know he loves you. He wants you to be strengthened. He wants you to be encouraged. The race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but he that endures to the end is the end of the matter. And the devil know if you stay in the fight, God will move you to a higher position. A position is waiting on you. And I will not take it back because it's the Word of God. Those that diligently seek him, he said, "I shall reward." There's a position waiting for you. And tonight, we're going to come together. I don't know who you are, but God knows. He knows you by name. He knows what you're going through. He knows your struggles. He knows the blows you've taken. He knows the battles that you've undertaken. He knows the clashes you've gone through. He knows the attack. But tonight, he wants us to fight against that enemy and come together in agreement. It's like a husband and a wife, girlfriend or boyfriend. When they're not in agreement, things just don't work out. But when they get in agreement, when they begin to get in oneness, they begin to see the power of God, like a person engaged. I'm talking about engagement, somebody getting ready to get married. I'm not talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, going from here, there, and everywhere. I'm talking about somebody engaged, waiting to go to the courthouse, getting ready to pick up that certificate. They get in agreement. One's not going this way and one's not going that way. They get in oneness. They get in they get unified. Husband, wife, they get married. They begin to come together, merge in oneness. But when they're not in oneness, the whole foundation falls apart. Same thing with engagement. When they're not one in oneness, the whole thing falls apart. So this is God speaking. We can rely on God, even when we're in isolated circumstance for long periods of time. And that happened with extended deployment according to God's waiting time. As you're standing and as you're watching, fair weather friends would kick you to the curb. But those that understand warfare, they're gonna stand with you to the end. Because they know it's a movement of God. And they know victory gonna come out of it. So this is a word to encourage you that's in the army of God. You that has been chosen as the instrument in this particular dispensation in all generation, God has special people that he has chosen through every dispensation. It's something there peculiar. But God uses special people in all generations. You are a part of a generation that God says, I've handpicked you. I've selected you. I'm training you. I'm developing you. I'm doing something powerful inside of you that maybe you don't clearly understand. I'm equipping you for end time ministry. And I'm with you. This is what God wants you to know tonight. He's with you. The devil's not going to take you out. I don't care how many diagnoses. I don't care what your bank account is all about. I don't care what location you're living in, what neighborhood you're in. It has absolutely zero to do with that. It's because you have a career in special forces. And God is developing you for warfare because you're called of God to do special operation in this particular dispensation. And the Spirit of God wants you to know tonight that I'm going to keep you active. You are going to occupy. You're going to stay alert, and the quickness of God is going to be over your spirit. Because the move of God is in your life. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Hi, Pastor. This is Sabrina.
Okay.
My request is for a little girl, 12 years old, Alina. They've had to put her in a mental institution. She's 12 years old, and she acted out, and a lot going on in that whole family, just a lot of turmoil. And so God really, they need some deliverance. They need help all the way around. So if you could just, Elena is the girl's name, and the mother's name or the grandmother's name, I believe, is Patty. So if you could just pray for them. And then, Pastor, I have to write a letter. It deals with some legal issues. And I just want God's wisdom in drafting this letter and putting it together.
Okay. Is there anyone else have need of a prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor. This is Sean. I have a prayer request for two ladies that work with me that's homeless in a motel with six kids. I want God to deliver them because they're on the verge of losing their job because of attendance. And they are homeless with sick babies. The lady name is April, and the lady name is Naisha. And they're in another department within my company, so just keep them in prayer, please.
Okay. Anyone else have need of prayer for tonight?
Hi, Pastor.
I have a prayer request for a friend of mine.
Hello?
Okay, Pastor, this is Arlene. I was want to ask a prayer for a person at my job as well. Her mother is 38 years old, and she's having these heart attack, but, you know, she's feeling pain in her chest. So she's been, like, in and out of the hospital. She's really watching her heart. But the doctors told her to slow down and stop a few things, but she needs prayer over her life. Thank you.
Okay. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Well, Pastor, is there any way I could give a testimony now?
Yes, you can give a testimony.
I met you last weekend, and you laid hands on me and prayed for me and my mom and my daughter. And I just wanted you to know, Pastor, that like two days after I met with you, I got a beautiful call from my daughter. The first thing she said, Pastor, was, "I just called to check on my mom." So I wanted to share that with everyone and just thank you and your assistance. You know, everyone was so very nice to me. So just God bless you all, okay?
Praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight? If there isn't any more prayer requests, saints, we're going to the throne room tonight to attain mercy and to find help in the time of need. And Father, I thank you tonight. We come repent of any sins tonight, sins of omission of commission. You said when we confess our sins, you are just and you are righteous to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Father, we come before you because we desire our prayers be answered tonight. And what sin is, you don't answer prayer. Father, we thank you for the spirit of the blood, the covering of the mercy and the grace of God, allowing us to come tonight in the boldness before the throne room. Father, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for the power of agreement in the name of Jesus. Father, I bring before you tonight your soldiers, those that's in special operation. It is not no ordinary soldier. They're not in the kitchen. They're not in the laundry room. They're not cleaning up the barracks. They're soldiers doing warfare. They're on a special task with a special mission. They are in warfare, Father. And Father, I come agreeing with the Holy Ghost tonight on their behalf. Ephesians 6:13-18, that they are suited up, that the Spirit of God, the armor of God is over them. They are steadfast. They are girded with truth. They have the breastplate of righteousness over them. Their feet is in a place of preparation. Their shoes are girded up. They have the helmet of salvation. They are spiritually equipped with the power of the word, which is the sword of the spirit. So, Father, we come and join together, being watchful unto prayer. We pray, God, for the body, for the fellowship, for the church, for those soldiers, oh God, that's deployed, who's on the battlefield, and many have gotten wounded, but they refuse to move They're going through discord, but they refuse to move. They're having counter blows, but they refuse to move. They're being assaulted, but they refuse to move. They're under struggles, but they refuse to move. These are attacks from the enemy. So I come agreeing with your word tonight, Father, that Ephesians 6:13-18 is over them in Jesus' name. For they shall not get weary in well-doing, for they shall reap if they faint not. I send the Spirit for them sowing now, that the Spirit of God moving them into a higher position in you, Father Jesus. For this is a lifetime employment, oh Father. We just don't quit when we want to. This is forever. Father, I thank you for dismantling every demonic power. I thank you for bringing confusion over every demonic spirit. I thank you, Father, Spirit of the blood, to send the enemy to the abyss tonight in Jesus' name, that every door they need to walk through, that doors be open. Revelation 3:8, I loose over them tonight in Jesus' name, that God, you will open a door that no one can shut in their lives tonight in the name of Jesus. I send the word that God bring revolving doors over their lives, that the Spirit of God do the supernatural for them, that everything that seemed to be out of order, the Spirit of God bring the right thing in place in Jesus' name, the right people to locate them in the name of Jesus, that they go into new horizon, they go into new water grounds, they go into new waterfalls, that the Spirit of God remove every desolate place, everything that's lacking, everything that's in a desert state, that the Spirit of God create a water garden for them tonight, that the Spirit of God give them the fullness tonight, because they are soldiers in the army of the Lord. And God, I stand on the power of the working word, that they body tonight line up with this word tonight in Jesus' name. Disease, I cast you out, the spirit of infirmities in the name of Jesus. You cannot live in that body, for that body belongs to the Spirit of God. That is the temple of God. Your disease must go, Satan, in Jesus' name. I renounce you in Jesus' name. I send the blood of Jesus to clear out all diseases in the name of Jesus. I speak to the limbs, line up. I speak to the blood, line up. I speak to every organ, line up in Jesus' name. I speak it by faith, oh Father, everything that's moving in their bodies that you created from the foundation of the world, every ligament, every muscle, line up in Jesus' name. Obey this word in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of healing now come into the effect in Jesus' name, that the spirit of disease, I cast you out by the blood of Jesus. In the word of God, your words, I'm the Lord God that healeth thee. You say you forgive all our iniquity, heal all our diseases. Diseases come scepter to healing through the blood of Jesus tonight. And I thank you for these soldiers lined up, repaired, and reinforced by the word, the blood, and the spirit of God. I call them healthy, sound, and well, blessed, and prosperous in Jesus' name. And I praise you for it by the power of the word and the blood of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this spirit of mental disease to loose this 12 years old, that this disorder go to the pits in Jesus' name. You now give her the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. I thank you for the mind of God to take her over. I loose the spirit of confusion from her mind in Jesus' name. Her mind is committed to God this night. I loose the spirit of God to bring all thoughts together in Jesus' name that's healthy, sound, and well. I loose the spirit of confusion to loose that family in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God heal that family from every disorder that's been sent by the devil. That the spirit of healing in the blood of Jesus in John 6:44 go to that house. That house come into a place of peace. that the banner of peace be over that house in the blood of Jesus. And I thank you for health now to begin to flourish over that family in Jesus' name. I thank you for anointing Sabrina for this letter, God, that you, Spirit of God, draft this letter. Oh, God, let her hands and her fingers in that pen be a ready writer tonight in Jesus' name. I loose that the Spirit of God calls her to be a ready writer tonight in the name of Jesus, and she will begin to get instruction from the Holy Ghost. I send the word to rule out error in Jesus' name, that it'll be plain and to the point, and the anointing of God will be upon it. I thank you for these women, God, that the spirit of shelter go over them, according to the book of Isaiah 32, that the Spirit of God give them sure shelter and housing in Jesus' name. I send the blood of Jesus to stop them from losing their jobs, that they begin to go to work because they have sure housing this night. According to your word, I thank you for sure housing, God, right location, affordability. God, open doors no one can shut. Favors of God go before them, and I send the word of God supplying them tonight with sure housing, sure dwelling. According to your word, I thank you for your word, God, to move over them, to give them sure housing tonight in Jesus' name. I renounce the word of homelessness over them in the name of Jesus, and I thank you this night that the Spirit of God has set up, is located by God before the foundation of the world. And I send the word of God to come against the spirit of homelessness. And Father, equip them. Show them how to live. Show them how to be responsible from this day forth. I come against the spirit that caused them, hallelujah, to fall into this place. I send the word of God to silence that spirit, that the Spirit of God would equip them to be responsible from this night forth, that they will never again be homeless. And I give you praise for it. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the Spirit of God to move on this person, God, with heart complication. Father, I thank you for healing her heart. I thank you for the Spirit of God to give a soundness in her heart. I thank you, Father, you are the healer of the heart. I bind up heart failures in Jesus' name. I loose her heart to be sound in the name of Jesus. You said you will heal the heart in Jesus' name, that the heart will not fail, God. I loose your word to heal her heart in Jesus' name, that the spirit of the blood and the word of God come against heart failure, that the spirit of God will lose life to her heart in Jesus' name. And I praise you for it in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the blood of Jesus to move over this prayer line, draw in the unsaved, move over homes that's in disorder, God. Bring peace through your blood, Jesus. Those homes that's going through dissension, the spirit of rebelliousness, oh God, that's moving in the earth, that the Spirit of God will bring a spirit of humility over us as people of God. You say you resist the proud and you give grace to the humble. I lose the spirit of humility to be moving to those places, God, where that cocky spirit, that high-minded spirit, where that spirit refused instruction, come subject to the blood of Jesus so you can be blessed tonight in Jesus' name. For the word of God says he resists proud people. He gives grace to humble people, people that walks in humility, people that try to get along. Hallelujah. He says, much as live within us, that we are to try to live peaceable with all men if we can. And when we can't, God know how to separate. He knows what to do, but we must humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. We thank you for the spirit of humility to begin to move over this line in Jesus' name, that the poor be taken care of, that the less fortunate needs be met, that the homeless have sure houses, that those that unemployed have jobs, for those that need cars to get to work, that you give them vehicles, oh God, for those, hallelujah, that need mending in their family, that you heal and reconcile in the name of Jesus. That I come against gossip and backbiters in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Throw a rock and hide their hands. I see you, devil, in the name of Jesus. I stop you now for assaulting the character of God's people in the name of Jesus. Agreeing with everybody, not agreeing with no one. I see you, you demonic spirit, you spirit of deception. I renounce you in Jesus' name. I thank you for the peacemakers now. The peacemaker. You say, blessed are the peacemaker. For they shall be called the children of God. I thank you for it tonight, that peacemaker begin to rise in this hour as never before. And God, I send your blessings and your word over your people tonight, your blood to cover them, Psalms 91 to be upon them as they go in and out. And I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow be upon their lives tonight by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed. You soldiers of God, just know that God is on your side, that you're getting ready to flourish. You're getting ready to move in higher position. Doors shall open to you. New people going to come into your life. Going to be a blessing and not a curse. One thing you ought to know tonight, people will curse, but God will bless. People curse, God bless. People curse, God bless. The blessing of the Lord is upon you tonight. Be of good cheer. Know that God is with you. Stand firm. Be diligently and faithful to the things of God, you soldiers of the Lord. I thank God for you by faith in Jesus' name. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio. Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.